I'm Roby Brock with your Talk Business Update, a recap of the biggest business and political headlines of the last week. First, Orion, parent company of Privacy Star, a smartphone services firm in Conway, says it will add 121 new jobs in the city as it moves to a new location. Privacy Star, which was started by former Axiom executive Jeff Stalnaker and is chaired by former Axiom CEO Charles Morgan, says the move in Conway entails relocating to a new corporate facility. The 121 new jobs will pay an average wage of $38 per hour, roughly $79,000 per year. Hawker Beechcraft has given notice that it will lay off 170 workers at its Little Rock manufacturing facility. Hawker, which finishes out high-end corporate and personal jets, has been going through a massive restructuring as part of a Chapter 11 bankruptcy and potential sale to Chinese investors. LM Glass Fiber, the wind turbine manufacturer in Little Rock, is laying off nearly 200 due to a slowdown in production related to an expiring wind energy tax credit. Northwest Arkansas has a new branding campaign, Great for Business, Great for Life. Mike Malone, CEO of the Northwest Arkansas Council, said social media platforms will be employed for basic marketing, but much of the work was done for the rebranding campaign to be used by five chambers of commerce in the Northwest Arkansas region. Malone said the brand is important as the region looks to the future for new opportunities to recruit business, promote homegrown entrepreneurs, and help others expand their operations in Northwest Arkansas. Natural gas driller Southwestern Energy recorded a $488 million second quarter loss, but company officials said it was largely due to a non-cash charge on properties whose value have declined from lower natural gas prices. Also, the CEO of the largest driller in Arkansas's Fayetteville Shale Play said triple-digit temperatures were negatively impacting production. In other earnings news, trucking giant Arkansas Best showed an $11.8 million second quarter profit, in part thanks to an $8 million tax benefit that worked in the company's favor. The Fort Smith-based trucking firm increased revenues during the quarter to $511 million. 1 year ago, Arkansas Best recorded second quarter net income of $5.3 million on revenue of $499 million. Axiom Corporation got its first quarter off to a solid start as the database and digital marketer posted net income of $13.3 million. That was on revenue of $271 million. 1 year ago, the Little Rock-based firm recorded first quarter earnings of $10.9 million on revenue of $276 million. Murphy Oil reported profits of $295 million on revenue of $7.19 billion. 1 year ago, Murphy Oil recorded profits of $311 million. And the State Department of Finance Administration's monthly revenue report for July showed net available general revenues eclipsed $403 million. That's up over 7% from last July and almost 4% above forecast. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Update.